Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Transpose Podcast. I am the fabulous and incredible Robin Allura. And yes, that is my voice cracking. We are kind of doing one from the road. And I say we because, yes, I have a co-host this week. And, well, it's a fan favorite. That's right. I got AJ with me again.
Yeah, it's not Tabby. Sorry.
It's not Tabby. It's not Tabby at all. It is not the conductor of the Tabby train.
Tabitha.
Dinosaur. So we are recording while on vacation. So this is a vacation show. See, other podcasts take time off, and I don't. I am Little Miss No Days Off unless I'm actually, like, legit dying. And, yeah. So first off, I want to thank, Tabby for sure for last week. Hopefully everybody enjoyed it. We are still taking applications and audition tapes for future guest sidekick auditions. But yeah, we are just recording something here kind of on the fly. So, you know, as in Transpose fashion, it'll be a dumpster fire for sure. So, AJ, I have to ask, because I always ask everybody, how the hell are you?
I am fantabulous.
You're a fantabulous?
I am fantabulous.
Okay. Are you holding the mic the right way?
I have no idea.
No, I was not holding the mic the right way. So I'm fantabulous. In all fairness, she didn't remind me how I have to hold the mic.
I didn't. I'm sorry. I should have known better. So, good. Well, I'm glad to have you back, my love.
Glad to be here.
Was it? Are you really?
Yes. Now you're making me anxious.
Oh, okay. So today we have a couple topics we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about fighting fair and letting go. And then if there's time, we're going to talk about perceptions. And both of these have been chosen by my wonderful co-host today. So, and then we have a very special top five with a very special guest going to be joining us for the top five.
But we're not telling you who it is yet.
No, we're not going to tell.
Sorry.
Nope. It's a surprise. You want to know who the special guest is? You got to wait till the end.
Yep.
You got to wait till the end. So, let's talk a little bit about fighting fair. And when we say fighting fair, the things that come to our mind is, like, you're in an argument with somebody over, I think the example AJ gave me earlier when we were talking about this was finances. And you're arguing with somebody over finances, and then it turns into a anti-trans fight and, you know, those kind of bad comments and stuff like that. And I think the first part of it is, I think we all got to say, is that's not cool.
Not cool, Dave.
Not cool, Dave. Not cool at all. And now my microphone's turned around.
Not fair, Eric.
Not fair, Eric. Not fair at all. Not fair. I can hear Tabby's voice in my head with her little jab at that already.
Yeah.
So, you know, fighting fair is always going to be very important. I mean, I think this topic is a little more for allies, spouses.
I think it's for everybody.
Do you think so?
Whether you're in a trans relationship with a trans person or not a trans person, because I think you can. I think the example I have, and it was because I saw something on Twitter, but the example I have is kind of specifically for that, but I think it could, I really think it can manifest into anything. So it's really, you know, if you're having, and it, maybe it's not even a fight, maybe it's a discussion with your spouse, your partner, your cousin. I don't like my cousins, so I don't talk to them. But anyways.
Anyway.
It's not fair to bring up stuff outside that topic. If you're looking at your finances, you're struggling to pay the bills, and that's what you're discussing, that's really what you need to stick to. And
yeah.
I think if you are non-trans and you have a trans spouse, it's really easy to fall into that. Like, it's like you have this ammo ready that you could drop at any time just to be an ass.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't use it.
No, you really shouldn't.
You know, we've been married 12 years and you lied to me these whole 12 years because you never told me, blah, blah, blah. And then everybody shuts down and you don't resolve anything.
No.
And when you're fighting or arguing, I really think, and I, you know, when I say fighting, arguing, it could be even discussing, heated discussion, disagreements. You're trying to come up with a resolution.
Yeah, you want a resolution that's good for everybody.
And when you pull out cheap shots, you're not going to resolve anything.
No, you're not. You're not. All you're going to do is irritate the other party to the point that whatever insane thing they won't give up or any compromise that they could possibly give, they're just not going to give it.
Yeah, your partner's going to either shut down, and maybe in some cases that means the person shooting the cheap shots gets what they want.
Sometimes it doesn't.
And maybe then, or maybe nothing is resolved, but either way, it's not a fair way to play. And I think with both of these, the fighting fair and the letting go, there's a lot of stuff that has to do with respect.
It does. And I kind of have to agree that when you start off with the cheap shots, you just create a toxic environment.
Yeah.
And I know in the trans community, that's the biggest thing we want to not have is, I mean, we see it all the time. People are trying very, very hard to get out of toxic environments, and cheap shots, that's all they're going to do is just going to keep that.
Yeah. And you need to, if you are firing those off, you also need to think about why am I bringing this up right now.
Exactly. Why is it important that, you know, if you're arguing over who's going to get the next car payment, why is it important that you're suddenly trans? Well, I guess you're not suddenly trans if you're trans, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. So it's really disrespectful and it's hurtful. And, you know, even if you get what you want in that moment, because the person you're fighting with is just like, fine, whatever, I don't care anymore. There's hurt that's going to continue there.
Yeah.
And there's respect that's been chipped away. And if you don't treat people with respect, they're not going to respect you, honestly. And so it's going to do more damage in the long run, even if you get what you want.
Right. And let's be honest, that's a big part of what trans individuals are fighting for, is just being respected on a daily basis.
Yeah.
We just want to be who we are.
Yeah.
You know, so I think the other thing too, and because transgender topics are the easiest to take those shots at, that we have to learn that it's not okay when people take shots at us to immediately fire back. Because all we're doing is keeping things going. Mm-hmm. When you fire back, you know, that's all it is keeping things going. And we as trans individuals need to make sure we don't keep the toxic environment going.
Yeah.
And respect is key. Respect is key.
And we're not talking about some rando attacks you on Twitter. Then if you're the person that likes to respond and bait, or if you're the person that wants to just ignore, then, you know, that's your choice. That's not what we're talking. We're talking about, like, people you actually have a
relationship of some form with, whether it be family, spouses, significant others, very, very close friends, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Those randos on Twitter, fuck those guys.
Yeah.
Those guys don't matter.
No.
Bunch of assholes. Mm-hmm. So... But yeah, I think you're right on the respect, and you don't realize it when you take those shots, those little cheap shots about chipping away at that respect. And when you stray off topic, because let's face it, the most common things are you're going to take cheap shots at personal things. And whether you're trans or not, that is a bad thing, because not only are you chipping away at respect, you can be chipping away at somebody's self-esteem. And now they're going to feel like they are less of a person, less of a human being. And it's just not, like, well, like we said, it's not cool, Dave.
No.
Not cool at all. And I think part of this being respected, if you respect whoever you're having the discussion with, they're going to return that respect. But I don't know if you can really return respect if someone's going to take cheap shots at you, if you want to take the high road or not. I mean, that's a questionable thing. Do you keep going? Do you not? I mean... And then, what do you let go? At what point do you let certain cheap shots go?
Yeah. Or people go.
Or let people go. Let people out of your life. If you have someone who's going to consistently default to small personal attacks... even if they're just backhanded comments, but they're going to do it consistently to get their way. I mean, that's a point where you got to go, okay, I got to let this go. And not just, I got to let the fact I'm being disrespected go, but you've got to let go the person who is disrespecting you. Because... we've talked about it before on the show. Mental health is numero uno. If you don't have good mental health, you're not going to have good physical health. You're not going to have good self-esteem. You're not going to have good relationships. You're not going to have any of that. But if your mental health is good, then everything's just fine.
Yeah, and even if there's bad times, you can work through the bad times, because you're not so fragile and broken.
Exactly.
One little thing pushes you off the cliff.
Or you're more willing to work with stuff, because if you constantly work with somebody or in conflict with someone who's constantly attacking you, you're less likely to go, okay, I even want to have this discussion. Because you just kind of get it in your mind. Ugh, it's going to turn into a personal attack. Okay. Do I really want to deal with this? Or do I just want to let it go? And sometimes when we just let things go like that, because we don't want to have those discussions, because we know where it's going to devolve into, we end up giving in to what that other person was wanting. And when we do that, we kind of set a precedent there. Because now that person, whether they realize it or not, most people it's subconscious, but there are those out there who are, you know, serious, manipulative people who understand. You just let them walk on you and get their way by this bad tactic. And they're more likely to continue that and then spread that toxicity to others. So it's kind of hard when you think about it, where you've got to draw that line as to what do you let go, who do you let go, how do you let it go? You know, I think too many times we get twisted, I know I do, on little bitty things. Case in point, something Chipmunk said to me once about my fashion sense. I'm not going to repeat it on here because I think we said it on the show once and everybody knows. That was kind of hard for me to let go. I mean, I know what she meant. She meant well, but Chipmunk kind of put it in a way that it didn't come off the way she meant it. She meant it as a joke, didn't come off that way. So it's one of those things is, okay, do I hold on to this and be angry about it and then throw it back in her face? Well, I'm not angry about it, but I do still throw it back at her a few times. Just because I, you know what? It's a thing it's hard to just completely let go sometimes.
It is, but there's also, so we'll just say in the first few years of our relationship, sometimes I wasn't treated as well as I should have been, could have been.
Yeah, Rob was kind of an ass, wasn't he?
Yeah. So, and I don't know why I put up with some of the shit I put up with. I think there was a few times where it was, you know what, I can kick his ass out, but he's got nowhere to go. Even when he was working, I was still paying for the medication. So,
yep.
You know, if I kick this person out on the street, am I essentially signing a death warrant, you know? And also there was a time when I was severely anemic and was probably just too tired to fight. And then for years afterwards, whenever I was mad at something that Robin has done, that pops in my head, you know, or if she's venting about work, well, I, you know, I hate being disrespected, my boss disrespecting me, and I'm like thinking in my head, you want to hear about disrespect, asshole?
Uh-huh. Yeah, well.
So it's kind of a decision that I had to make that it was either bad enough that we were going to need counseling to get through it, or it was bad enough that it was going to end our relationship, or it needed to go. The hurt, the anger needed to go.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's the option I chose. If it's not bad enough that you're looking back and saying, well, this is a, you know, this is a deal breaker, this is ending our relationship, then you need to let it go. And whether you can just let it go yourself or working with a therapist on your own or working in couples counseling or whatever, how important is this? And what are the consequences if I hang on to this? Because let's be honest, most of the time when you hang on to shit like that,
it festers.
It festers and it hurts you more than it hurts the person you're mad at.
Right.
Because it kind of goes back to the fighting fair as well. I wasn't going to bring that up when we're fighting about something else.
No.
So Robin wasn't even going to know that I still thought about it.
Right.
So then what's the point of me thinking about it? What's the point of me still being upset by it? Well, there is no point.
No, there's not.
And I, you know, there's sometimes I've heard, you know, seen someone post on Twitter or read a story about kind of the, I guess, deception, maybe betrayal that a spouse feels like when their partner tells them they're trans. Especially, you know, oh, we've been together 10 years or 20 years and you've known this all along. You know, you've known this since you were 7. So you've been lying to me all these years. And I mean, most trans people struggle with that, especially people who transition later in life. They've been struggling with that acceptance in themselves their whole lives. So if you're the spouse or the partner of someone and they come out to you like that, that's if you want to work on your relationship and you want to stay together, you need to process and get past that feeling of betrayal, because one, it wasn't about you. And second, if you can't handle it and you need to walk away, then that's what you need to do instead of bringing it up and throwing it at the person every time you're in a fight, because that's not going to help you and it's not going to help them. And maybe you need time, maybe you need counseling, you know, maybe you need to just sit down and talk to the person about it. But you kind of have to decide, is this the hill I'm going to die on, or is this something that, you know, if I want to stay with my spouse who told me that after 15 years they're trans, you want to stay together, then you need to figure out how to let go of that feeling of betrayal and deception, because it's not going to do your relationship any good to hold on to it.
No, and that's another thing is, like, I get that, and we see that all the time on social media about people who have come out as trans saying, this is how my spouse is attacking me, and calling it a lie, and that you've lied to me for so many years. Well, let's be honest. Like AJ said, it number one, being trans isn't about you. It's about that person who is trans and who is going through these struggles and trying to figure out who they are and how to be happy. I said it before in another episode. I said that we're all on the road to happiness. We just don't take the same road. Sometimes we have roads that run parallel, but nobody's journey to happiness is the same as anybody else's. So being trans and then transitioning later in life because you've married, you've had kids, and you did all the things that you were expected to as gender X, now you realize, or you're tired of fighting the feelings of not being happy and being your true self. Nobody's lying to anybody. Well, okay, so there is in some cases, but it's more the people who are trans trying to live a lie themselves, sometimes just to make others happy.
Yeah, maybe trying to, yeah, lie to yourself that you can live in this fake world, lie to yourself that, well, you're happy enough, because we've talked about that before, that there's happy enough because nothing's perfect.
Right.
But fighting that and, you know, finally realizing I'm not happy, I've never been happy, and this is why, and I know this is why I haven't been happy. And, you know, let's be honest, unless you asked your spouse, are you trans, and they said no, then they probably didn't really lie to you. They may have hid something.
May have hidden it.
I hide stuff. When I buy a lot of butter, I hide it in the freezer so Robin doesn't
know. She does. She buys, oh my God, the amount of butter she will buy. 27 boxes in my freezer at one time, people.
See? And I snuck it in the house.
Uh-huh. Yep. right into the garage. And I just, you know, it was what it was. She waits till I'm doing something. And that's when she brings in the butter and it goes right out into the freezers in the garage. And then I wait until I open it and I see it. And I know AJ is sitting at her desk at work wondering, did Robin find the butter yet? Did she find the butter yet? Did she find the butter yet?
I know when she finds it because I get an angry text message.
She gets a full name text. I don't just go, AJ, new, full, first, middle, last name. And I know exactly what she does when I send those texts because it's the same thing she does when I do it in person. She laughs and she laughs.
Yes. And yeah, that's not as serious as thing, but we can't be really serious all the time on here.
No, we can't because we're a dumpster fire.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, I guess the big thing is fight fair. And it all boils down to respect. Letting things go.
Yeah.
Boils down to respect. You know, don't be disrespected constantly. But, you know, don't hang on to every little nasty jab.
Yeah, the more hurt you hang on to, the more it drags you down.
Yep.
It doesn't hurt the person that hurt you. It just drags you down.
Yep. And then you become a terrible person like Rob.
I'm not going to agree with that.
But you want to.
No, I don't.
No, you don't. Okay. So, yeah, just fight fair. Fight if you're going to have arguments, because we all are, just remember to be respectful about it. You don't necessarily need to fight, but you do need to have a healthy discussion.
Yes.
So.
Keep it on topic.
Keep it on topic. Don't go off into left field.
Yes.
At all. Don't be arguing about money and then tell me about that time you hit a dinosaur or something.
Yes.
I said it the wrong way. I'm practicing.
Oh, yeah. You said dinosaur instead of dinosaur.
I did say dinosaur. Yeah. I'm practicing on that so I don't ruin a little 4-year-old's vocabulary. So let's move on to perceptions.
Okay. So NPR Public Radio in Texas has a show called the Texas Standard. And for about a year, they had people sending in their stories. And it was anonymous, and it was like a pre-record, and the person would just kind of tell their story. And it was a whole lot of different random stuff. Now, I heard this specific one right around the time that Robin came out, and we were kind of working through what the hell. And this man's story, as a young child, always gravitated towards the stereotypical girl toys, the, you know, wanting to wear dresses. And his parents were pretty supportive of it. Grew up, started living as a female. I have no idea if he took hormones or anything like that. I know he was actually an NFL cheerleader for a year. Anyways, during this time that he was living as a woman. And the one thing he said was he felt like a really good knockoff of a designer handbag. Uh-huh. He still didn't feel right. And ended up finding out that he had just naturally low testosterone and started getting testosterone shots.
Right.
And now, and some of you may be like, why do you keep saying he? Because he is a gay man, but he is a man. He lives as a man. He finally feels like he is living his true self. And so this is a long way to explain perception. But because partly, you know, the position I was at with trying to accept Robin, and all that goes along with that, that helped push into the sea. See, how do you know?
Yeah, how do you know? And that's a question that gets asked a lot in the community.
And this, to me, at the time, was one of those cases of, see, he thought he knew.
Right.
And he didn't know. And you do see those few stories of people who transition and then they go back. And maybe some it was because they had DID, and some for some other reason they decided it wasn't correct. You know, and this isn't the ones who detransition just because they decide I can't live without my family, they're rejecting me or whatever like that. But people who transition thinking it was the right thing to do and then at some point decided it wasn't. And that, for people who are questioning a trans person, that's how we take those, is, see, this person thought they knew. And they didn't know.
Right.
Now, after going through this process and going through more of this, now my perception on it has changed. My perception is now more, well, he didn't know, but he figured it out.
Right.
So he thought he knew. And then when he realized something was still wrong, he was able to say, okay, let me explore other options. So, you know, at one point my perception was, here's evidence that you don't, maybe you don't know what you're talking about. And now it's, well, here's evidence that, yeah, you do know, and maybe you still have questions, but there's decisions you can make and change that. That's also probably part of the reason why I'm, like, hesitant on, you know, Robin having any surgeries. And we've talked about that on the other episode, so we won't go into that. No.
How do you know that we go through all these steps and then just don't turn around and go, you know what, this wasn't right?
Yeah. And then... I think I've, you know, that's kind of a lot of people's arguments, especially for all this stuff with the children who are transgender getting the gender
affirming care. Yeah.
Is from their outside view, or maybe from their still in shock view or something like this, it's kind of a, well, how does this kid really know?
Right.
And there's, you know, there's no diagnostic test that's going to tell you exactly what it is. But as far as hormone therapy goes, if it ends up not being right, most of that can be reversed.
Most of it can be reversed. And that's the other thing. There's another side to that is, you know, yeah, we get asked a lot, how do you know? And, you know, stories like what you mentioned, they do happen. They happen kind of frequently. And then the question asked, like you said, about children, how do they know? Well, there's a very difficult part to that, because most of us trans individuals, the only thing we can come back with and say is, we just do. Because like you said, there is no test. There's no diagnostic that can be done. And it's... Being trans is a lot about how you feel, and you can't always project that. You know, I can't make people feel how I feel to be under, it's up to them to try to perceive this.
Yeah.
And that's not always easy.
No, we need the Vulcan mind meld thing going on.
Yeah, I don't think you want that.
Oh, hell, I don't want it from you.
No, nobody you know, wants it may that help from me.
Some people,
yes, but no. But yeah, I mean, I know you and I went through that a lot of times, and how do you know? The answer is, I just do. Yeah. I mean, now we've mentioned this on the show, and you and I've talked about it, and my particular situation's a little more, unique, but it's all the same. It's still the same as most trans individuals. How do you know? And I think something that's very interesting is that question that it's thrown at us in the trans community, especially right now with the legislation that states trying to, there are many states trying to push to prevent trans kids from getting gender affirming care. They're questioning this, how do these kids know? Well, I guess kind of in the same way, the trans community's finally started to throw it back. Well, how do you know you're not? And what's the answer? You just do. But you also, the big thing for trans individuals is also, while it is a lot of gut feeling, we do our research. And we understand a lot of the different options. And yeah, if it's something like hormones, hormones are reversible. Once you start going with the cutting tools, that's not so much.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, if you're talking about a 4-year-old kid that hasn't hit puberty, there's no hormones there anyway. So what does it hurt to let someone with a penis wear a dress?
It doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't at all. But it's a question that I see it. How do you know?
Yeah. Because I think, you know, with people who are gay, I could always give, you know, when people, oh, they chose to be that way. Really? Because I didn't choose who I was attracted to. I never woke up one morning and said, should I like boys or girls? You know, I'm attracted to what I'm attracted to. So that you can throw back at people when they talk about.
Exactly.
Being gay, because they can relate. You can say, yes, you know, that makes sense. But it's harder to do. It's harder to kind of explain the. When I look in a mirror and I see a penis, I really want to cut it off kind of a thing, you know?
It is. It's definitely. It's really one of those things that it is very hard. It's hard to explain that this is how you feel. It's one of those things. It's how do you know something's nothing, that something is wrong? Well, it's the same reason. How do you know everything is right?
Yeah.
You just, you go with what you feel in your heart and kind of in your gut.
Yeah. And I think I was having a discussion with someone the other day about, well, why would you go through with this surgery or that surgery, you know, whatever. And someone that I follow on Twitter that's been very kindly taking everyone through her journey. She just had her GRS last week. And she put in there, she took a shower for the first time and looking down, seeing what she felt like she should see. And just bawling because it was just like, finally. And that,
finally,
I think
she's gotten to the happiness.
Yeah. And that, you know, made the couple of people I was talking to be like, okay, I get that. You know, it's not just feeling masculine or feminine. It's looking in the mirror and not having the right parts that your head is telling you should have.
Exactly. And that leads to lots of things like dysmorphia and gender dysphoria. And we all know how destructive those two things are.
But you know, if you're not trans and you're not close to someone who's trans, it
seems very, very foreign.
Yes, it's very hard for me to wrap my mind around those things.
Right. It is. It's very hard. And you know, that's the thing is, there's just, like you said, there's no way to really say, hey, this is what I feel is wrong. Because I know we went through this multiple times. How do you know this is the right thing for you? And I've talked about it on the show lots of times. I mean, how do I know? Well, I just do. I know it because of where I came from, who I am. And yeah.
And it may, you know, it may help some people. I mean, you
nobody who's trans needs to argue to defend their right to exist. They don't.
No, never.
But if you're having, you know, if someone now brought up that story of that guy to me and said, well, you know, he thought he knew. I, you know, now my perception on the whole thing is, yeah, he thought he knew. He realized that that wasn't right. He had not done anything that wasn't reversible. He figured out what was wrong. So he knew something was wrong, and he went through the choices and the options until he found what was right.
But that's completely different for others. And, yeah. You know, the just going through the transition may make you feel correct.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big deal. And, yeah, I think the perceptions of how do you know and trying to explain it, especially for our community, is probably one of the toughest questions we ever face in transitioning, because especially we get bombarded with it from therapists and doctors and family and friends and coworkers and all kinds of outside sources. How do you know? How do you know? How do you know? And it's all about your perspective, I guess.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess keep an open mind.
Yes.
Keep your perspective, you know, don't be so narrow, because you never know. You really don't know what anybody is going through at any given time.
No.
You never know. So, yeah, be good. Be kind. Perceive. Ask questions. So, okay.
Are we done?
We're done with that, because I think I don't have any further left to go. In case you haven't figured this out, and I'm sure Tabby, the conductor of the Tabby train, and Chipmunk, for certain, have figured out I ain't got no notes.
You used to have notes.
Yes, but I didn't type anything up before we came out here.
Okay.
I'm on vacation.
All right. Well, before we get to our top five and our special top five-y guest.
Top five-y guest?
Yes.
Oh, you got a shout out?
I got a shout out.
Shout out?
I got a shout out to my special male friend.
Your special guy friend?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Eric.
Eric, aww.
Eric needs to wash his yeller dinosaur.
wash that dinosaur. You gotta wash the dinosaur.
And yes, I think that dinosaur's name is TJ.
Tabby.
Yeah, because she likes dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs. She's a big dinosaur fan.
Yeah. I really don't say it like that, Tabby.
I do. And right now it's making you cringe, and that's what I love.
And we're picturing it, and it's entertaining us.
Uh-huh. So, yes, we have a very interesting, very special top five. We have a, as we shift things here, we have a very special guest. We are on vacation. We are visiting AJ's family. And we have, what is our thing? Top five pickup cheesy pickup lines.
Top five super cheesy pickup lines.
As chosen by our nephew, Braden. Braden, say hello to the fine people listening.
Hello there.
I think he's going to fit in just fine. So, Braden, you have never heard my show before?
No, I have not.
You are completely unbiased.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, the way we're going to do this is we have our dueling top fives. Okay. You have your five. I have my five. All and right. We're going to start from the bottom up.
All right.
That's right, with your number five.
Okay.
And we're going to work our way up to number one. So, Braden. Or you
can go the other way. Oh. I'll just start from the bottom and work my way up.
That'll work. So, Braden, what's your number five?
All right. My number five is fail my shirt. Guess what it's made of? Boyfriend material.
Oh God. Oh, that is cheesy as hell. All right, so my number five here. Good thing I've got my library card, because I'm checking you out.
Ooh, okay.
All right, Braden, number four.
Number four. Well, here I am. What are your other two wishes?
Oh, dear God. Oh, God.
You don't remember what it is.
I remember. So my number, I'm just laughing at him so hard. Did you get your license suspended for driving all the guys in here crazy?
Sounds like a fun time right there.
You have no idea. What's your number three?
Well, my number three is, are you a parking ticket? Because you got a fine written all over you.
Oh, dear God.
You got to be a little creative with some of these.
You got to be creative, yes. I hope you're not going to the bars and using these on people.
I mean, I might be here soon. You never know.
You weren't before, but now, okay.
Yeah, now it's going to be very tempting here just to do it.
So my number three is an oldie but a goodie, and it's, are you tired? Because you've been running through my mind all night.
Probably about the best old pickup lines out there.
That is. I mean, you know it is. All right, Braden, what's your number two?
The number two that I have is, if I could rearrange the alphabet, I'd put you and I together.
Hey. Oh, God. So, all right.
Last time I used that one, I got slapped, I'll be honest.
This is where I die.
You gotta be a little comical sometimes.
I know. Oh, God. So, my number two is there a mirror in your pants? Because I can see myself in them.
I know I'd definitely get smacked across the face if I said that one.
Yes, you would. Oh, dear God. All right, Braden, what's your number one?
All right, the number one. Do you like raisins? How do you feel about a date?
That is cheesy as hell.
Cheesier the better.
That's true. That's true. All right, so my number one. Most of you probably have guessed it if you're listening to the show, because I've used it. I've had it used on me, and I've had it, and I use it all the time, especially when I talk about drinking.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
It is. So it is, let's play Carpenter. First you get hammered, then I nail you. Oh, dear God. Oh, AJ's got one.
Okay, I had a bonus one.
Bonus!
Braden's so much better at delivering it. I'm going to let him stick with this one.
Okay. All right. AJ's bonus as delivered by Braden.
All right. So, this is how it goes. So, I was feeling a little off today, but you've turned me on again. About the cheesiest one I know.
Oh, my God. That is like extra cheese. That's like if you took a block of Velveeta and covered it in cheddar.
And if Braden's ever on here again, it's going to have to be recorded because you guys missed his. He has these nice moves he does with each of his lines.
Oh, yes.
And you guys didn't get to see it.
No, because we don't do this usually in video.
It made it even better.
It made it so much better. Oh. So thank you, Braden, for doing the top five with us and being on the Transpose podcast.
No problem.
Now you're part of the show. Now you're part of the intellectual property, which means I own you.
I own her.
Sounds like some kinky shit to me.
Now that is a line to leave on. Oh, dear God. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening in this week. As always, thank you, love of my life, AJ, for filling in.
Of course.
If you are interested in being part of the sidekick auditions, you can reach out and send your audition tape to transposepod@gmail.com. If you want to interact with the show, you can interact with us at transposepod on both Facebook and Instagram, Twitter. We don't have an Instagram. And remember, if you interact with the transposed Twitter, odds are you're interacting with AJ, so always show her love. You can find me on Twitter at Robin Allura. That's it for while we're on vacation. Thank you again, AJ. Thank you, Braden.
Woohoo!
And Tabby, one more thing before we go. Dinosaur. Rawr. Later.